Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On today's big show, Greg Warren with the Warren Report, today on the history of pies. It's coming up in just a minute.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Was dark. There was a sign on the door. It said, "Looky here, we had to shut down. We're out of beer." Everywhere I went, far and near, it was the same sad story. We're out of beer. I'm talking no more Bud, no more Miller Lite, no fat women getting lucky tonight. Shoot me when the beer runs out. Everywhere I went that night, I found there just was not no more beer anywhere around. There was no more Strohs, no more Coors. They were putting churches in my liquor stores. I knew I'd find at least some PBR. And then my favorite waitress said, "Looky here, we gotta shut down. We're out of beer." When the beer runs out. Now wait a minute, bartender. You tell me you got no Wiedemann? How about a Black? Wisconsin Club? Gotta have Wisconsin. No Wisconsin Club. Black Label? Hell, I'll kiss Mabel for a Black Label. Drury's? Slits? Rolling Rock? Golden Gopher? Mark 5. Old Style. Red, White, and Blue. At this rate, I might wake up on Sunday morning and feel good. Hell, I might wake up on Monday and still have cash. Nobody's going to be better looking at closing time. All of a sudden, I wake up in my own bed. Seems it was a dream made up in my head. Look at my watch. It's Sunday night. Figured a beer will make me feel all right. I open up my fridge. Oh, no, not here. The whole thing is real. I'm out of beer. When the beer runs out,
what you gonna do when the beer runs out? What you gonna do when the beer runs out? Get me a gun, there is no doubt.
You're gonna have to
to shoot me when the beer runs out.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Tom with a special... No, it's Greg Warren. It's not a special guest.
There we go.
Hey. There he is.
Look at that handsome man. it's what we call the Warren Report.
Is that Warren Cromarty?
That is Warren Cromarty. Chick.
One of my favorite ball players ever. I love his
Chick,
name.
Did you know that he played... So he played and then he took 8 years off from MLB and came back and played a half a season and hit .316.
Yep. It was an amazing ball player. Played for the Expos and he was just the best. Warren Cromarty.
What did he do during his time off?
He was in Japan playing, I think, most of that time.
Oh, okay.
And I think he was a gardener, actually. He raised peonies there.
Have I made
you happy?
Trying to make it something. All.
Warren,
make it all
the
come
peony
back.
King, Cromarty.
Greg Warren always has a photograph, or typically behind him, of someone also named Warren.
Doesn't it look like he's broadcasting this morning from a small cell?
It does
look like picture. You're going to be winking in Morse code. I've been tortured like your Lloyd Booker.
There it
Pueblo.
Is.
Read your history, kids.
They got mad at us.
Well, that's because Lloyd Booker and the Pueblo. And never mind. Greg, what's your topic today, buddy?
Well, thanks for asking, Chick. I wanted to talk today about the history of pie.
Oh,
the number or the pastry?
The pastry. Thank you.
Good.
It is my birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Josh.
Thank you, Greg. This is a topic near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. It's probably started with the Egyptians, then the Greeks, then the Romans. The Romans were the first ones to put a cover on the pie, a top crust. And they had the first recorded recipe for pie. It was rye crusted goat cheese with honey.
Ooh. Doesn't that sound like something?
Ooh.
Now, back in the day, guys, pies were more, the crust was more of a Ziploc bag, if you will. They didn't eat the crust. It was made to preserve things, for the winter or for sea voyages, things like that. Yeah. So people didn't really eat the crust. And the crust were, there was a lot more crust, often more crust than pie.
Greg, back then, didn't they eat a lot of rabbit or Hassenpfeffer, if you will?
Yes.
Widely known as hair pie.
See what he did? Yeah, I know. I share your dismay, Greg.
I mean, Chick, I work on these things, you know.
I know. You get up, you want to contribute and
research. I'm trying to educate people out there, and this idiot
just because it's his birthday.
Asking. I thought it was a fair question.
Okay. The old hair pie.
All right.
So by definition, the Oxford English Dictionary, to be a pie, you do have to have a top crust. Ah. So most of what we eat in the U.S. is technically a tart.
You ever eaten a tart?
I have.
Why would you?
I think you're referring to the word tart that describes a woman. And I was curious about that, Tom. I looked it up. A tart is a woman that dresses or behaves in a way that is considered inappropriate. Often, she is younger and more attractive than the woman that feels she dresses or behaves in a way that is considered inappropriate. Right. Back in the day, I know Josh was leading to a horrible joke, but back in the day, it was mostly meat pies, often birds. And again, remember, they didn't eat the crust. These were just sort of preservatives or, Tupperware. Often the legs of the birds hung out the sides and they used those legs for handles to carry the pie.
What? That's amazing.
What? Yes. Yes. Now, get this. You know that nursery rhyme, 4 and 20
blackbirds baked in a pie.
Right.
When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Wasn't it a dainty dish to set before the king? That's real. Back in the day, the upper class entertained their guests by having a pie open and birds flying out, or frogs or turtles or rabbits. They put live animals in the pie, and that was a way to sort of entertain the guests.
No.
No, no. That rabbit pie.
Yeah.
Josh, didn't you have something?
He did. No, yeah, I did, Chick. Thanks for bringing that up.
I did.
So, I'm sorry. They put the birds, I get from the rhyme, but they put like rabbits and furry animals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the pie would open and the rabbits would hop out and the guests would be...
delighted, I bet.
That'd be a fur pie.
Delighted?
That would be a fur pie. Yeah, be a you got your hair pie, your fur pie.
Hair pie, fur pie.
Sometimes turned into a burger, the fur burger.
Now, in the late 20th century, I believe, eagles were starting to be used. Those were the bald pie became very popular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Made a big comeback recently.
That's a shaven vagina.
Yeah.
Thank you for painting the picture, Picasso.
Greg looked confused.
Oh, okay.
I
looks befuddled.
Sort of.
You know, ashamed, I think is the word you're looking for. I'm sorry, Greg.
I knew where this was going a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
I brought this on myself. If you thought the birds and the rabbits flying out of the pie was disturbing, Charles the First.
Chucky won.
Chucky won.
Sure. Charlemagne.
He put a young boy with dwarfism in a pie.
Oh my God!
Yes,
they put Dinklage. They put Dinklage in a pie.
Yes, he was 7 years old at the time, so he was 18 inches, and he dressed him up in armor, and he got out and recited poetry and marched around to entertain the guests. Okay. This kid eventually became like a pretty famous. King's Court entertainer. So,
really?
I was going to say, now that is a hell of an act.
Yeah, that's an act. That's an act.
That's an act.
They made a guy
pie. So if you're one of these Hollywood childhood stars, this kid doesn't want to hear you whining about your lost childhood. really, Corey Feldman? You had to work late hours? Let me ask you this. Did they happen to bake you? Did they put you in a pastry? Yeah, and it gets crazy. Now this, and I read this in a couple of places, so I guess it happened. At one point, there were 28 musicians in a pie.
Oh my Lord!
28 music. That's like half of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, there aren't that many musicians in Humble Pie.
That's either a really big pie or really small musicians. That's all.
Yeah,
it
could be enough. Yeah, it could be that. Yeah.
And their instruments.
And their instruments, I believe. Yeah.
What kind of oven did they have that they could bake a pie that big?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. It's pretty impressive. I think, I wonder if there's one guy, at the party that didn't get what was going on. I was like, hey, we still get to eat the dwarf, though, right?
And
it's just musicians.
We're just letting it go to waste?
No, man, it's not for eating. It's that was the thing, man. I guess you just this pie came out, you didn't know what was going to be in it, man. I swear I can tell by that pie that's going to be REO Speedwagon, man.
Greg, you think this was the beginning of the wimp woman jumping out of a cake?
Mm-hmm. Oh. No, that was the beginning of that was the movie with Under Siege with Steven Seagal and Erica Liniak.
Oh, okay.
I think we all remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Chick in that movie, they hired her as a stripper, jump out of that cake. She wound up helping Seagal take over that submarine.
Damn right she did.
Yeah. 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 She was kind of part of it.
Just a cook.
Submarine, really.
I'm nothing more than a cook.
I don't think I've.
So when did pie become what we know as a pie? Which
well, 1500s were the first times was the first time there was a fruit pie, and then 1621, of course, was the first Thanksgiving, and we were all lied to in grade school. There was no pumpkin pie at that affair. Yeah,
no, because pumpkin is hideous, and there shouldn't be a pumpkin.
I love pumpkin pies. You shut up.
Tom, awesome. I can bake a good pumpkin pie. I'll make you one.
All right.
I can't wait for this Thanksgiving just for that. Mm-hmm. That'll be
something. Yeah. There's this is a comedy show.
Allegedly.
Occasionally.
Yeah, sometimes.
We'll get back to that in about 10 minutes.
We'll get back to that in about 10 minutes.
Greg, don't you listen to that, man. Don't you listen to that.
Greg, you're doing great, buddy.
We're having a great time.
You had that thing about the
air pie. If this ship goes down... I had very little to do with it.
Yeah. No, it's all
so what pie was that Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
It was meat pies.
Oh, meat pie?
Yeah,
okay.
Meat pies. Yeah. Yeah, no, there was no pumpkin back then. Okay. Now, the first movie with a pie in the face, Josh, what was it?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. What was it?
Well, there's some a little bit of controversy. 1909, Ben Turpin starred in Mr. Flip. There's no copy of that movie, so people argue whether it happened or not. But
okay.
Definitely 1913, a Max Sennett production.
Sure.
A Noise from the Deep. Mabel Normand threw a pie in Fatty Arbuckle's face.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the first time. Now, the biggest pie movie, Tom, do you know this?
The Great Race, right?
American Pie?
No, well, Great Race had a lot of pies, but 1927, Battle of the Century.
Wow.
It was a Laurel and Hardy film. 4,000 pies were thrown at each other in that. Yeah. And then the Stooges had 1941 in the Sweet Pie and Pie.
Oh, sure.
Oh, man. Those guys could really write comedy, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could.
Let's throw a pie at him or hit him in the face with a hammer. Man, oh, man. Funny.
A lot of fun wordplay in those.
Funny great stuff. Well, yeah, Sweet Pie and Pie. I just heard some.
The first cherry pie was made for Elizabeth the First, actually.
As a joke. Yeah.
Here you go, you old horn dog.
Yeah, they use maraschino cherries. It didn't taste real good.
I could not get a read on what the rankings of the pies are. It just wasn't out there. There's a lot of competing ideas, but from what I can tell, apple is the number one pie. Then pumpkin, and then it gets a little hazy after that. Some say chocolate, followed by lemon meringue, followed by cherry.
Greg, where do you fall on the Boston cream pie debate? More of a cake.
It's not a debate. It's a cake.
Yeah.
It's not a pie.
They say
it's
pie, cake. Don't they?
Wonder why they call it a pie.
Josh, the internet says it's a cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite pie, Mr. Greg Warren?
Well, to bake, I would say probably a sweet potato pie.
All right. Now, how about to eat, Nancy?
I didn't know you were such a baker.
Yeah.
You know, no, I can bake. There.
Can you bake?
Old Grandma Warren over there.
I have no idea.
Oh, my boy.
You're trying to make fun of me, and I don't care.
When Grandma Warren makes you a delicious cake, Josh, you're not going to turn it down.
Well, Grandma Warren hasn't made me anything.
You care a little bit.
Bought me plenty.
I don't care, chick. I'm a good baker. Okay. Josh, I'd say probably a French silk pie.
That's a fine
a good
choice.
One. That is. Yeah. A
chick
good
McGee,
one.
Your favorite pie?
Pecan pie. Begins and ends with pecan.
Josh?
Okay. Favorite pie? Apple.
Dumb. Real dumb.
Yeah.
Stupid.
You know what a shoe fly pie is, guys?
Yeah, we talked about that.
We have talked about it.
It's a wet bottom pie made primarily
of wet bottom pie. You make the rocket world go round.
Wet bottom pie.
Dredge up that audio turd.
Well, then that's the second Queen song he's had a problem with in the last.
He doesn't care. No, he has a
problem. You weren't here for the Major Lance hour.
Oh, God. Okay.
Much better artist than the Queen.
Shoe fly pie is a molasses wet bottom pie, and they baked it. They would put it out in an area to attract the flies to get them out of the kitchen.
Ugh.
Wasn't Molasses Wet Bottom one of the finest blues musicians of the 1920s?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, yeah. He's real good.
Tenor sax.
Todd Bird, everything you knew.
Every year for Christmas, I get everybody pies from our pie lady.
Yeah, we hear. I think you're setting a record. May is the earliest you've ever. This is absolutely the earliest you've held it over our heads.
I have to do a major survey.
Yes.
Pie everybody likes.
You don't do it. You have people.
A major
do it
survey.
For you.
He sends out one email saying, "What
no,
pie do you want?"
No, he doesn't send an email.
Amy sends it out.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't send it out, there's hell to pay.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That peanut butter pie is my favorite pie.
That's where I'm going with this. That peanut butter pie that she makes is the best.
Does it have a roof? I don't think it has a roof.
There's no roof
on it.
Nope.
That's a tart.
It's a tart. It's a peanut butter tart. So every Christmas you get us tarts. She's the tart lady.
You know what I found out during quarantine? I was making pie filling. Yeah. You don't even need to put it in a pie. You can just put it in a jar and eat pie filling with a spoon.
Spoon it right out.
At home.
Absolutely.
What you got there is jelly.
Now, do you,
I believe I'm going to make a mess of jelly.
Do you get pie?
Who's that guy?
A mess of jelly.
Do you get pie when you go out to eat, Greg?
Rarely.
Yeah,
rarely. I did eat a whole pie at Perkins one time.
What?
Oh, good for you, man.
Tell us about it. Don't leave out anything. What flavor was it?
It was a French silk pie. It was after a show at Go Bananas back about, I don't know, 25 years ago. And I had just met the comedian Eddie Ift, very funny guy. We did a show together. And it was about 1 a.m. I think I could eat a whole pie tonight. And he's like, no, you can't. And I ate an entire French silk pie.
If I'm not mistaken, your bowels bound up a little bit, did they?
Yeah, man. There was about a 10-year period after wrestling that I rebelled against all the weight cutting that I
was going to say, college. Man. That's, yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't good, but man, it was fun. Time.
Now, if I'm looking at the schedule correctly here, it looks like you're going to be at the Loony Bin in Little Rock coming up Wednesday, June 1st through Saturday, June 4th.
All right.
Yeah, Tom, you don't care for some of these names, right?
I think naming a business after a mental illness is hilarious.
What about bipolars? Is that going to open up any areas?
We're going to be at Schizos.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.